Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Secret Healer by Ellen Karsta, translated by Terry Laster, performed by Angela Daw. Prologue. A scream tore through the night.
Hush now, here.
The terrified Madeline, barely 13 years old, grabbed a cloth and pressed it into the woman's hand.
Use this when all else fails.
The laboring mother writhed in pain, arching her back. It seemed as though the unborn child was fighting its mother, as her movements became increasingly erratic, every muscle taut.
Pick up the candle and give me some light,
Clara ordered as she reached deep between the woman's legs.
A little higher, please.
Madeline held the candle over Clara's head, in the hope that Clara would be able to see well enough to finally bring the baby into the world.
Agnes,
Clara said to the laboring woman as calmly as possible.
Please don't push any more for the moment, do you hear me? The baby hasn't turned yet, and I think its umbilical cord may be wrapped around its neck. If you keep on pushing, the baby will choke to death.
Please get it out,
groaned Agnes, completely exhausted.
I need to push. I just want to get it out.
Clara threw Madeline a helpless look. It had been a long time, and they weren't making any progress. Another contraction came, and again Agnes arched her back to push the child from her womb.
We've got to calm her down somehow, Clara whispered anxiously.
She tried to reach inside the woman's womb again to turn the baby, but it was no use. Agnes was much too tense. Clara couldn't penetrate the birth canal if Agnes kept fighting her.
She will die if we can't calm her down, and the baby will too.
Agnes seemed to have heard Clara as she began to cry and beg them not to let her die. Madeline gave her a sympathetic look as she held the candle high so that Clara could at least save one of their lives. Agnes settled down as the severity of the situation sunk in.
The baby can't turn. She's too tense.
Clara shook her head in despair. Agnes stared at the candle in Madeline's hand, her eyelids fluttering and the corners of her mouth twitching from exhaustion. Madeline noticed that the dancing candlelight seemed to mesmerize her and slowly moved the candle back and forth behind Clara, who still squatted in front of Agnes's legs, hoping for a miracle. Agnes's eyes followed the light, right to left, then back again. Madeline knelt down and continued to move the candle ever so gently, back and forth.
That's good,
said Madeline, taking a deep breath. She thought about the calm voices of the priests at Sunday Mass and tried...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?